Voters in Chile have approved a plan to rewrite the country's constitution. Chileans voted Sunday on a proposal to replace the current constitution. Election officials reported that about 78% of voters supported creation of a new system of laws, while 22% were opposed. Chile's Electoral Service reported Sunday night that 7.4 million votes had been counted, with nearly all voting stations reporting results. Under the proposal, a group of 155 Chileans would be chosen next year to write up the new constitution. The document would be offered to voters for approval in a special election in 2022. Chile's current constitution was approved during the rule of General Augusto Pinochet. It became the law of the land at a time when political parties were banned and the government enforced heavy censorship. That constitution was approved by 66% of voters in 1980. But critics say many Chileans felt pressured at the time to accept it. The government was known to have arrested or killed suspected political opponents following the overthrow of the elected president, Salvador Allende. Sunday's vote came after hundreds of thousands of Chileans repeatedly took to the streets in protests that often turned violent. The vote was to take place in April, but was delayed because of the COVID-19 health crisis. The pandemic has killed about 13,800 Chileans this year. President Sebastián Piñera is urging Chileans to unite behind a new constitution that can provide a home for everyone. The document should include the legacy of past generations, the will of present generations, and the hopes of generations to come, Piñera said. Among issues likely to be considered are recognition of Chile's indigenous Mapuche, stronger rights for workers, and privatized systems for health care, education, and retirement. In the capital, Santiago, tens of thousands of people took to the streets to celebrate Sunday night. One celebrant, Paulina León, told the Associated Press the election results demonstrated the will of the people who had taken part in earlier protests. "I was part of the marches a year ago, and I have to take care of my decision and help build a dignified constitution." Felipe Caviedes also celebrated the results. "I am part of the social diversity that was marginalized 30 years in this country, and now, at last, we can create it ourselves. Now there are real changes coming," he said. I'm Brian Lynn.